Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Study of God podcast. This is episode number 56. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to give you a basic understanding of God, if that is even possible, the Word of God, the Bible, and Christian beliefs. We will never get to perfection on this because God is too deep, and so is His Holy Word. But we will get you to where you need to be by the grace of God. Dr. J. Dwight Pentecost said, "There is no higher activity in which the mind may be engaged than the pursuit of the knowledge of God." Let's start out reading the Word of God itself as we should. Today's passage of Holy Scripture is Romans chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, which reads, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Today's words from a theologian and truthfully, I do not believe most scholars believe George Mueller was a theologian, so we're just going to use him anyway today. From Brother George Mueller, he said, "Intimate knowledge of God is possible if we habitually search His Holy Scriptures and translate what we find into obedience and prayer." George Mueller was first and foremost a man of prayer. Our study of God topic for today is titled, "Do Humans Have Parts? Three Biblical Views from Understanding Theology in 15 Minutes a Day" by Dr. Daryl Aaron. Dr. Daryl Aaron says three views between these extremes are more consistent with the Bible and have been held through the centuries by Christians. The first of these is known as monism, also physicalism or materialism, which says that the person is a psychosomatic, from the Greek psyche, meaning soul, and soma, meaning body, unity. While similar to reductive materialism, monism does not hold that human functions are entirely explained by biological or chemical processes. Even so, it says that human existence is impossible apart from a physical body. Monism interprets biblical terms like body, soul, and spirit as different references to the same thing, the person or self, Old Testament scholars suggest that this does seem to represent the Hebrew view of humans. However, New Testament texts indicate that it is possible for a person to exist temporarily without a physical body in an intermediate state between physical death and physical resurrection. In 2 Corinthians 5:1-8, Paul refers to being naked and unclothed to describe our existence in heaven without a physical body. It is not ideal. We long to be clothed, to have a physical body, but it is possible. A second Christian view, the one that has been most widely held, is called dualism and dichotomism, cut in two. In this perspective, the person has two parts, the material and the immaterial. The material is the physical body. The immaterial includes the soul, spirit, and mind. Dualism does not, however, make a hard and fast distinction between these two aspects. Which rely upon one another and function together. Dualism fits with the intermediate state. After death, the material aspect is left behind in a grave. The immaterial aspect, the person, goes to heaven or hell to await resurrection. A third Christian view called tripartism, or trichotomism, says that the individual has three parts, body, soul, including intellect, emotions, and spirit, that which is able to relate to spiritual reality. The biblical argument for this view are verses that use all three terms, such as 1 Thessalonians 5:23, or that seem to distinguish between soul and spirit, such as Hebrews 4:12. I'll share those verses with you on next time. Tripartism is not held by many biblical or theological scholars, but is more popular among lay people. Pardon me. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord, of how you made us and of the principles that we're reading about. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to apply your truth to our lives, to be more effective witnesses for you as Christians, and for those who don't know you as Savior, to trust you as Savior. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Beloved, before we close, I want to remind you that while it is important to engage in the study of God, it is far more important that you have a relationship with God. I fear that there are many people who will die knowing a lot about God, but not really knowing God. You don't want to be in that number. If you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know him today, here's how. Accept the fact that you are a sinner, and that you have broken God's law at some point in your life. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Jesus Christ. If he is not your Savior, that's where you're headed. according to the scriptures. In fact, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states very clearly in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Yes, I know, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said himself in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, because if you are still living in this world, God loves you. So for God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, that includes you, believeth in him, trusts in him, has faith in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish in a place called hell, but have everlasting life in heaven. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Dear friend, pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you until we meet again.